Yeah. I mean, as I was saying earlier, it's kind of, it's one of those things where you can just turn up. I was saying to you, we were in Singapore recently, and we ended up in a bar quite late at night, and someone put me down for doing a song at a jam night, and, you know, I just got up. I had no idea what it was like. Again, there are videos, there is incriminating evidence. I'm not saying it was good, but we were able to get up and sort of play, and, you know, and for gigs across wherever I'm going, it is literally, or any sort of songwriter would say who just plays a guitar, chuck it on your back and go and play, you know. Mm-hmm. There's so many people doing that as well at the moment, which is really good, you know.
And you've only been doing this, although you've been playing bass for a few years, you've literally been doing the solo stuff for a couple of years, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about, I think it's about four or five years. Mm. I did my first open mic when I turned 30.
Yeah.
So I sort of bit the bullet and said, you know what, we're going to just go up to London, do an open mic, see how it goes. And from the minute I sort of got up, I just knew that I just wanted to keep doing it.
Mm.
So, yeah, so then about a year later, I got my first gig, and then it's just been sort of on the up from there, really.
And are you doing lots of gigs in London and Essex? Whereabouts? I know you've got a gig coming up at the Basement, which I love, which is in Chelmsford, which is in the Basement. I said that last week, believe it or not.
Yeah.
I said, you go downstairs into that venue. Everyone went, yeah, we do know it's called the Basement.
Yeah.
But it's a lovely venue, isn't it?
Oh, it's amazing sound in there, and the guys are really nice down there and been really supportive for everything that I've done, and, you know, sort of booked me up and had me down to play, which has been brilliant. And the audience are really good as well, you know, when you get people in. But yeah, I mean, to answer the question about sort of gigs, London and kind of Essex way, sort of try and keep a balance of it. I've got, I think I'm playing up in Spitalfields the day after the Basement gig. And then there's the I don't know if you've heard of the Bedford in Balham.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lovely venue. So I'm going back there, which I'm really looking forward to. So yeah, a real mix, London, Essex.
Going to be getting a band together, or are you just going to stay as a solo?
Do you know, it's really hard because since I recorded this album, I for the first time on this one, I started to put some extra instrumentation, so some bass, obviously, because I could do that. And just some percussion, and just kept it quite simple. But once I started to do that and hear it, there's part of me that's kind of like, you know, it would be great to have a band behind you, get a different sound, bit of a different, because the thing is, doing acoustic music, it is obviously all about your, to me anyway, it's about your lyrics, your heart, well, not your harmonies, obviously I don't manage that, but your you know, how your guitar sounds, but it's very specific. Whereas once you've got a band, it does sort of open up the sound. But at the same time, I, like we were saying earlier, I like being able to just go to a gig and play.
Yeah.
And I do enjoy that when I perform, it can be, when it works, it can be quite intimate.
Mm.
And I think once you start with a band, it can be a bit overbearing, and you lose bits of the music, you know. So for me, I think I'll probably stay doing what I'm doing for now, but maybe in the future.
Now, we are going to talk more about the album In Plain Sight, which is out now.
Mm. Yeah, it came out today.
And you'll be able to find out more on the website as well. Before we talk about that and how you got it together, what is the next song you're going to do?
Oh, yeah. This one's called Sound of the People, and it's a song I wrote actually quite a while ago. It's been kind of playing around, but I did actually do a very basic acoustic recording of it a few years back, which got quite a few plays on SoundCloud and stuff like that. So I decided for this one, for the album, I wanted it to be the sort of opening track, and I've kind of done a little bit more with it. So on the record, it's got a bit more, but here it will just be guitar and vocals.
Great.
This is the sound of the people, then here's a good place to begin. We're all in control of the free fall, not the speed that the wind hits our skin. And most reflections are a little see-through, but this window's not full of kinning. Dishes face the same direction, they're all looking for something within. We want the same, we want the same. It's the same picture, just a different frame. And the buildings, they blur through our window, no indication of trouble ahead. But I've broken down on hard shoulders before. I'll still love with my heart, not my head. And the stories that we tell each other, our history's not written in books.
share by the wine and this candlelight. Embers burn despite what you took. And we want the same, we want the same. It's the same picture, just a different frame. Restoration, brush the dust away. Reveal the beauty, not old remains. 'Cause everybody needs good love. Everybody needs good love. I think that you deserve good love. Oh, I think you deserve good love. If this is the sound of the people, this is the sound of the people that you love. This is the sound of the people. This is the sound of the people that you love. And we want the same, we want the same. It's the same picture, just a different frame. Restoration, brush the dust away. Reveal the beauty, not